Well, good morning. Joining us right now, Mark Krikorian, a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues. And he served as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. We always are glad to have him here. Mark, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So let's talk about, you know, one of the big news stories this week is this caravan of some 1,200 or so migrants who are coming mostly from Honduras to the United States. And the president has been very upset about this, tweeting about it several times. And both he and members of the Border Patrol have blamed catch and release in the United States as part of the problem here. As in, as soon as they get here, we catch them, we set up deportation proceedings, we release them, and then they may never show up again for court, but they're released into the United States. Can you detail what this policy is, and why can't the president just change it today?
The president can change to some degree. In other words, given the resources he has, the amount of money he has for detention space, he can make some decisions. And in fact, this administration obviously is trying to detain more people than the Obama administration did. The problem is money, because detention beds, whether it's something owned by the government or contracted out by the government, or maybe a local or county jail where they pay to use space, it all costs money. And what happened is, in this latest budget bill, Congress appropriated less money for detention than is currently being used. In other words, Congress paid for less detention space than is currently being used today. So, you know, if the administration has no money to hold people,
right,
they have no choice but to release people they catch. It's Congress that has passed a catch-and-release budget.
But, Mark, I'm sure there are people who are yelling at their radio right now, who cares about detention? Why not just deport them?
Well, the problem is that you can do that with Mexicans, because if we catch people who are Mexican at the border, the Mexican government actually doesn't put up a lot of fuss about taking them back. The problem is, what about people who are Central American? The Mexicans quite plausibly say, look, they may have passed through our country, but they're not our citizens. We're not taking them back. And so you need to hold on to them while you do whatever paperwork is necessary, at the very least. And that assumes they haven't claimed political asylum, which requires you to then make at least some kind of determination, all of which takes time. And you got to hold them, because if you let them go while you do that, like you said, they disappear.
Mark, can the president just declare an emergency? I mean, how is this not an invasion?
Well,
1,200 people is an invasion. Just declare it an emergency put the troops along the border. And I don't know if they can do anything if they put the troops along the border.
The president does have authority to declare an immigration emergency. It's not clear what specific things come from that, but they have emergency plans for when and if huge numbers of people, you know, all at once in some kind of like this in caravan cross over the border, or if, say, there's a whole bunch of people coming by boat, say, from Cuba. But the basic problem, I think, here is our political asylum or our asylum system, because we allow, say, a Central American or anybody, Asian, African, European, whatever it is, who comes through Mexico, we let them apply for asylum and then go through the various steps that we go through, when in fact Mexico has its own asylum system. And international law does require you to take into consideration an asylum application, even if the person's an illegal alien, but with this caveat: they have to have come directly from the country where they were being persecuted. If you're Central American, or frankly Chinese or Congolese or anything else, if you cross through Mexico, you are obliged to have applied for asylum in Mexico. They have an asylum system there. They give asylum to people every year, but people who are coming basically, they want a place where there's more jobs. That's not asylum anymore. That's just regular economic immigration.
And Mark, this has also all spurred the president to declare that there is no more DACA deal, that deal that he made to offer 1.8 million people a pathway to citizenship is off the table. What did you make of that, and are you encouraged by it?
Well, I think he was just stating the obvious. The White House, I think, overestimated how willing or how interested the Democrats were in fixing the problem of the people with DACA, these people who grew up here as illegal immigrants and came as kids. The Democrats have been using those young people for years now as a marketing gimmick for a bigger amnesty. So they could point to, say, a young man. They say, look, here's young Juan. He's lived here since he was 9 months old. He doesn't speak any Spanish. He's never stepped foot in Mexico since his family brought him here. He's a valedictorian, and he loves America so much his heart is set on joining the Marine Corps. Therefore, 12 million illegal aliens should be given amnesty. That was the whole point, and they're still using it in that way rather than what the administration and the Republicans wanted to do, which was fix the narrow problem of this unique sliver of the illegal population.
Yeah, and but otherwise, and their propaganda would be defanged by that that act. So, you know, one of the other ways that the president's really pushed to have a border bill passed, because a lot of this gets frozen up in the Senate, is he'd like to see the Senate go nuclear, as in get rid of the legislative filibuster. But as you look at the, if you survey the environment, even if the Senate got rid of the legislative filibuster, could the president get 51 Republicans together to agree on an immigration bill?
It would be easier, but or it would be a somewhat better bill than they could come up with, but you know, probably not, because a lot of the Republicans, for instance, guys like Jeff Flake or John McCain, are basically in agreement, if not even more extreme than the Democrats on immigration. So, I mean, personally, as a citizen, I think that filibuster rule really should go away. I think it's unconstitutional. But it wouldn't necessarily automatically translate into the Congress approving the president's agenda.
So basically, we are going to sit here and watch these people roll into the United States, walk in. They're all going to claim asylum because they're fleeing the horrible conditions in Honduras, both economic and, they're saying, crime. We will then pay to process them. We will pay to take them wherever they want to go in the United States. And then in 4 years from now, we're going to hope they show up for their hearings.
That's the worst case scenario. But this is an opportunity for the president to try to communicate that this is not something we're going to tolerate. And so, you know, one thing he might be able to do is set up tent city where these people, if they come across, they're detained immediately. So they never get more than a mile from the border. Use, if necessary, Defense Department funds for that. That's what we did 20 plus years ago when a lot of Cubans and Haitians came.
Yes.
We built a tent city in Guantanamo. So it can be stopped. This is a test and an opportunity for the administration to show that it's not all bluster, that there really is something behind their talk.
All right, Mark Krikorian, thanks as always. Appreciate your insight. More than a few voters are going to watch how the president handles all of this.
Thanks, Mark.
It's 7:15.